Amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you did.
Still being raised. Giants are still being slain.
Amen. 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 We're going to move by the Spirit, Lord. We just want to thank everybody who's online this morning. Give praise to you, all that are here. And we just want to thank God for being here this morning, that God spared us to see another day that we never seen before. Amen. When we woke up this morning, that means his mercies was renewed. His mercies is renewed every morning. And so thank God that his mercies was renewed in this morning. And we just come to praise God today. Amen. Thank all of you online today. Just like to say we love you. And we appreciate you joining in and tuning in today. Amen. To listen to the word of faith. And we're going to call it a word of faith because anyone that's going to be saved, we say we must believe. You must believe. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what it takes is believing the word of God. Amen. And when we believe the word of God does something for us. It delivers us. It sets us free. It's because most of the time our bondage is in the mind. And because the bondage is in the mind, the word comes to set your mind free, amen, so he can deliver you. So thank all of you for being here today. And right now we're going to have a prayer and a scripture, amen. Praise God. Brother, you going to do a prayer for us? Watch the, amen. Amen.
Praise God. We bow our heads today.
Amen.
We thank God on today that we come before the throne of grace today. Thank you, God, for all that he has done for the cross all the way to now. And we come to lay our concerns at the feet of the Lord, our expectations, our needs, our health, our family members, our finances, whatever it is, we lay it at the feet of the Lord today. And God said, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for us. And we know the Lord careth for us. And we know if we believe what God was saying, believe, then we know that we have the decisions that we have.
Amen.
And we thank God on today for today. And we ask the Lord to get a touch today, God. So many people standing in need of a touch today.
Thank you.
And Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for in the mind that you start with the mind, the body. As a soul, so many people are hurt. We saw a woman hurt the other day in the rain, Father God. We want to pray for her.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to lift her up today, Father God. We haven't forgotten about her.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We want to lift those that are homeless and sleeping under the bridge today, God.
Yes.
That are lost today, to have no food today.
Yes.
Well, we thank you, Lord, that you will come and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
Thank you.
And so, God, we thank you right now for, God, what you're doing in their lives, that the sick make a recovery in the hospitals today.
Yes.
And, Lord, that the afflicted, Lord, be multiplied today.
Yes.
And, Lord, the unbelieving become believers today, God.
Yes.
And the lost be found today. And, God, bless the word that's going to go forth today. Bless those that's on the line today, God, that something be said to help them today. And Lord, that they be uplifted today, the children be uplifted, the grandchildren be uplifted,
yes.
The neighborhood be uplifted today, God.
Yes.
And God, we got so much to pray for the young children today. We got so much to pray for these governments today, God. We got so many to pray for the unrest in the land today, God. And let our people be together and not divided today, God.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. And so, God, let us not be divided in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us walk worthy and circumspectly unto the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we come into the knowledge of the truth today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us all today. Help us all. Wherever we lack in God, wherever we slacken at, God, uplift us today. And God, we thank you that many people will ask, what must I do to be saved on today? And so God, bless the pastor today, God. Anoint the word of God in our hearing, in our hearts and our minds today. And we thank you for those that are here, those that couldn't make it today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray for the general today, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
That you would touch her wherever she is right now. Meet her need right now.
Right now, Lord.
And we want to thank you right now, God, and we want to touch Valerie today. Meet her need, meet her household, God, in Jesus' name. And so, God, touch Sister Katisa today, God. Touch Gene today, God. Touch KP today, God.
Yes.
And Lord, touch Chris today.
Yeah.
Leave today, Father.
Yes.
God, in Jesus' name. And bless those that belong to the care church, Father God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. That they will have a mind and a heart that return back unto the word of God, to the truth of God, and that we walk in the truth. And we want to thank you. Touch Tommy today, Father God, and Brother Norman, likewise. And we thank you right now as we give you praise, we give you honor, as we lift thy word and lift thy name. Anybody that loves the Lord online, Facebook, or even in here, just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord. Watch your foot there. Watch your foot there. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. We got a scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. We got a scripture. Amen. And read a scripture for us today. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hebrews 13 and 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, that he parted in every good work,
yes,
to do his will, working you that which is well pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Make a shout of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, all of you. Amen. Praise God. You know, we used to do this all the time. A lot of things we quit doing. Then we got to do that. Amen. Praise God. Let's make our kingdom confession. Amen. Will y'all do that with me? Amen. We make our kingdom confession. Amen. Because, you know, amen. You know how we do? We hold it up, the word of God. We say what? This is the word of God. Say, this is the word of God.
This is the word of God.
His will and his plan.
His will and his plan.
Of the kingdom of purpose.
Kingdom of purpose.
For my life.
Wow.
I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do.
I have what it says I have.
My life is changing for the better. After having heard and obeyed the word of the kingdom of God. And now I'm ready to learn
how to live as I was created,
regardless of where I was before. I decree this in Jesus' name. Amen. Is that all right? Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Can you understand what they're saying? Amen. That I am who God says that I am. Amen. So thank God for his decree, amen, that he has decreed upon us. And whatever God has said about us, I am. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Whatever God says about you, you can say that I am. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Today, I'm not going to try not to hold you long today. I'm just going to give a word, and amen, and we're going to get out of here today. I like to turn to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah chapter 32 today, and we want to go to Jeremiah chapter 32 because that is an important place I want to get started today, is because I want to talk about, amen, praise God, the seal today. I want to talk about the seal today, amen, that amen. Jeremiah chapter 32, amen, we're going to read verses 10 through 14. Hallelujah. I just want to talk about the seal. It is because, you know, it's important for the things that you buy, or when you buy some property, that you get, that when you get your papers, you want to get it sealed or get it stamped to make sure it's approved. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 32, it says, amen. Start at verse 10. Amen. Let me see. That might be a good one. He said, And I subscribed to evidence and sealed it and took witness and weighed him the money in a balance. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave evidence of the purchase, and unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, and the son of Micaiah, amen, in the sight of Hananel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witness that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith the Lord God of hosts of Israel, take these evidence. This is evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this is the evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, house and fields and vineyard shall be possessed again in this land. Amen. I wanted to talk about the seal. Amen. That whenever something is purchased, if you buy a house or something, you know, when you get the paperwork, in order to say that it's authentic, it has to be stamped. You know, it might say the seal of Texas, or this is the Alabama seal. It's something that's stamped. Or whenever you go get you go there and you want to get someone when you want to get a notary, you know, whenever something is notarized, then that means that he stamps it with his stamp, amen, and puts his signature on it to say that this is so. And see, this is what God is saying even today, you know, about the people of God, that the people of God got to know that they sealed. That God has put what? His stamp of approval on your life, amen. And see, and this is why we need to have faith in God, is because we have to look at the seal and see what the word says about it. So God wants to what? Seal us, amen. He wants to make sure. And then I had to look up the word seal. The word seal means a device or a substance to keep things together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a device or a substance to keep things together. Now, see, God has used his substance, the Holy Spirit, to keep us together, amen. And when he seals us, that means we have been attached to him, and we can't be removed, we can't be separated from it because what? Of the seal. You know, when we seal something, it holds it together, amen. The Bible let us know that it's the word of God, amen, is able to keep us, amen. The word keeps us, amen. Amen. The word will keep you from falling. It will keep you from being separated from God. And so therefore, we must be sealed. Amen. Come on. If our relationship going to be with God in these last days, amen, you got to know that you've been sealed. Hallelujah. That's what a seal represents. A seal represents something, amen, amen, to keep you from coming apart. Amen. Amen. If a seal means that something that's keeping something that's getting between you, hallelujah. That's a seal. Amen. A seal is something, amen, that shows that it comes from the person who issued it. Amen. In other words, the seal will show that it came from God. Now, whatever it is that came from God, you got to know what you came, this Holy Spirit that came, it came from God because what? It's a seal. I don't know, in these last days, you know, with all the things that's going on today, amen, you got to be in faith, and you got to know what, that God is with you, that God is never going to leave you, he's never going to forsake you, but he's going to be with you. How long? Always, to the end of the age. Now, when I'm sealed, amen, I know what? I've been connected to God. Come on, said I've been connected to God, amen. Hallelujah. God is with me, amen. And if God be with me, what? He's more than what? The whole world that would be against me, amen. But the thing about it, you got to know that you're sealed, because if you don't know that you're sealed, amen, that means that you can be broken. You can be torn apart. That means you're not secure. That means you're not sure. In order to be secure in our faith, amen, you must have the seal. A lot of people don't think too much about it today, and everybody just going about their own business and not realizing, hey, man, I know you got the paperwork, but it hasn't been sealed. I know you said you're a believer, but have you been sealed? Are you secure in this, amen? Do you know that you know that you've been sealed, amen? And see, this is what's happening with the world today, amen. You know, people don't believe in the Holy Spirit today and not realizing what the Holy Spirit is, not realizing what the Holy Spirit does for you. And then we got those that say, well, you don't need it. You don't need it. But I'm trying to say today, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you haven't been sealed yet. Because anytime something is purchased, there's always three things that let you know that you've been sealed. Now, what Jeremiah said, what they told Jeremiah said here in the text, he said, now, you got to get the evidence. Hallelujah. Now, I know y'all talk about us so much, and when we tell everybody, you know, when you get the Holy Ghost, there ought to be some evidence for speaking in tongues. That should be. Amen. Should be, ought to be some evidence, because in order to know that you're sealed, he said, there must be some evidence, right? Amen. The next thing he said, not only with the evidence, the next thing that he says there, amen, you must have a seal. Well, we know that the Holy Ghost is the seal, amen. Hallelujah. And not only that, he said that you must have some witnesses. Because, you know, every time the document is signed, it has to be a witness, amen. Are you with me? Praise God. You know, this thing was signed before these witnesses, amen. Hallelujah. And that's somebody who witnessed the signature of God. But we do have a witness. I think it's 1 John chapter 5, amen. It said there are three things that bear witness, amen. Hallelujah. The Father, the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three things, amen. It's the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Those are the three things. Those other things, amen, what he talks about. Those things are just there for proof of everything. But we must have this witness. And so there's always the witness. And see, this is the thing that people have been missing when we're walking with God. See, a lot of people, you know, they don't have the witness, they don't have the evidence, and then they haven't been sealed. And the thing that I want to ask you today, have you been sealed? I mean, because when God did something, this is the way they did when they bought property. They made sure that they had the evidence of the purchase. You see, the Bible said that Jesus, amen, he went out in the Matthew 13, he went out into a field, amen. And they call it a field of the pearl of a great price. And he went out in the field, and he saw that field. And he went and sold everything that he had to purchase that field. But do you realize that the field is the world, amen, that he went and purchased? He purchased that field, but even though he purchased the field or he purchased you, there's always something to let us know that the thing has been signed, sealed, and then you are sure now. See, a lot of people are not sure today, amen. They're not sure about their salvation, amen. God always wants to make you sure of something, amen, so that you will know that you will know. So whenever the evil come upon you, you will be able to stand in the evil day. Now, we talk about the seal, amen. Well, let's talk about it. When Jesus purchased the land, amen. Acts chapter 20 and 28, amen. Hallelujah. See, because we got to know that he purchased that field. If he bought something, amen, that means he has to have the proof of the ownership of it. Hallelujah. So see, God just don't buy, God just don't do something, but God always, what he always going to bear witness to it, amen. He always going to make sure that it's happening. Acts chapter 20 and 28, sister.
Take heed, therefore,
unto yourself.
And to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers.
Uh-huh.
To be the church of God, he has purchased with his own blood.
So he's saying that what? We need to take heed to the churches of God who God has made us overseers. I'm watching over, amen. But if we're going to preach, we're going to make sure that we're going to preach faith to you to let you know that so that you can have what? You can have confidence in God, amen. You can be assured in God. So there won't be no reason for when everything starts coming against you, there won't be no reason for you to be in fear, amen. Because what? You know I'm sealed, amen. Hallelujah. I know I've been purchased. I know I belong to God. And then once something is in God's hand, can't nothing take you out. Because there's nobody stronger than God. If God said, if I got you in my hand, I got you in my grip, say, man, there's no one that can take you out. You see, in these last days, you're going to have to know. Because when all the hell breaks loose upon this world and hell breaks loose in this country, then if you're not sure that you're with God, you're going right on down the drain, amen? You're going to go right on with the wicked, you see? See, you got to know this is why the righteous shouldn't be in fear of what's coming upon the earth. See, those who know their Lord, amen. The Bible said they're going to do great exploits, amen. But God's going to save his people, amen. And so that is why we have to come to Jesus and so that we can be saved because, you see, Jesus is the only somebody that can save you from the wrath to come. And the way he saves you, amen, he seals you. See, he made a purchase. And so now I know the purchase has been made because what? We got evidence, amen, of the purchase. It's been sealed, and then we have witnesses. In other words, you know, when you got your witness, the devil can't come along and tell you that you don't belong to God anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Why is the devil can't come and tell you you don't belong to God? Because I've been sealed. I've been set apart. Amen. I've been sanctified. Amen. Why? How were you sanctified? I was sanctified by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that sanctifies you, amen. It's the Holy Spirit sets you apart. And God normally sets you apart for himself. But so when he buys you and purchases you, you got to make sure that you got the paperwork, amen. See, the Bible is a law book. We always say this, but it's really a law book, amen. Because when we talk about a law book, we talk about the covenant of God. Whenever the will is being written, amen, once it's put on paper, amen, praise God. That's legal. It's a legal document, amen. And so the word of God is a legal document to show what God wanted to give you, what God wanted to do for you, because it's called a will, amen. And so what? We have to honor his, everybody has to honor his will. The devil has to honor God's will, amen. Praise God. See, the devil can't go against God's word, amen. He might stand up and try to do it, but God's word always works. And so whenever somebody come up to fight to tell you that something don't belong to you, and if you got the evidence of the will, amen, then what? You relinquish the fight because of what? You got the evidence, amen. Unless you do, you have the evidence today, amen. Everybody should have the evidence, amen. Not just say it. You need to be able to go to the word of God and look at the paper and see, is what was given to me, is that so? See, this is why we talk about the word of God. Is it so, what you said? If you say it, you say it, amen. Well, where is it written at, amen? Well, where can you find that in the word? If it's something that was done, where can you find? Where's the evidence? Now, I know we always say when the Holy Spirit fell, he came with the evidence of speaking in new tongue, but that's not the only evidence we're supposed to have, amen. See, a lot of people like to go by that. But your life ought to be saved. It ought to be a changed life, amen. If you say that you're saved, if you say that God has purchased you and you belong to God, there ought to be some evidence of it. Am I right? Huh? Because what did he do? He purchased you with his own blood, amen. That's what it says, isn't it? He bought us with his own blood. We've been bought with a price, sons of God, amen. And if God gave Jesus, and allow him to be upon the cross and allow him to go through all the trouble and the hell that he went through. You could say he went through hell because he went down to hell and back, amen. If Jesus went all through all that for you to purchase you, amen, and then he came back and bore witness that it was done. Well, how did he bear witness? He bore witness because he sent back the Holy Ghost, amen, to let you know that Jesus was, the Holy Ghost was a sign that what? Jesus had resurrected, amen, because the Holy Spirit came back to show that the purchase had been made. You were purchased by the blood of Jesus, amen. And you need to know that today, sons of God and saints of God, amen. You need to stop playing around, amen, and make sure you get sealed. Because if you are not sealed, amen, that means you can be spoiled. Mm-hmm. If you're not sealed, amen, that means you're not certain, because a seal always makes certain of something. You see, there's a lot of people in their life, they're not sealed and they're not certain. This is why they're guessing right now. This is why they're sometime up, and this is why they're sometime down, and sometime level to the ground, because they're not assured that they belong to God. So you need to be sure, because what he purchased with his own blood. So that means the price was paid, amen, for whatever sin, whatever was owed on you, that Jesus was the one that purchased it. In other words, he made you his possession, amen. And that is what he always wanted to do. He wanted to make us his possession. You see, he came to what? Seek and save those that are lost. And so when he found them, what did he do? He went and sold everything that he had to buy you. And then when he bought, just like he told Jeremiah, amen, make sure when you're giving the money now, make sure you get the evidence of the purchase so we can make sure that this thing is authentic, amen, so that nobody can change it, so the devil can't get in there and change it. When Jesus paid for you, amen, he took the book and then he sealed it. He took the contract and he sealed it. You've been sealed. Now you might say, well, have I been sealed? Well, yeah, that means you've been bought. That means you've been purchased. That means now you belong to God and you have what? You have the evidence or the proof that this thing is so. I just want to know, do you have the proof today? Are you walking upright before Jesus? Amen. See, you can't just say you got the proof, because there's more. I know you're speaking in tongues and everything. Amen. I know you've been baptized in Jesus' name. Maybe you've done those things. Amen. But how's your life? Is your life right? Is your light shining? Are you being a witness? Huh? So you can't say that I am and then not perform who you say that you am, amen? If I'm a man, if I say that I'm a man, amen, I've got to walk as a man, amen. I've got to do as a man. I have to talk like a man, amen. Because what? I am who what? Who God says that I am, amen. But the truth is what? It's in the words. See, so many times that we say that we are, but there's no works, amen. Think about the works is dead, amen. You can believe that you're sealed, but there'll be some works behind it. If you're a woman, amen, I can't nobody change that, amen. Because I am who God says that I am. I can only be who God says that I'm be, amen. If God called me one of his, hallelujah, I can't be nothing but his, amen. Because that's what he had called me. And I know of a sure, because what? I got the evidence, and then I'm sealed. See, you're going to need the seal. And the time you're going to need the seal, amen. Let's talk about the seal. I got to have the evidence of the seal. Now, notice why I need the seal. Revelation chapter 7, amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter 7, verse 14, because I want to talk about this seal here, that we got to know that I've been purchased. I've been bought. I already know I've been bought with the price, because the blood is the evidence that what? My price has been paid. I don't owe the devil nothing, amen. I don't have to work for the devil anymore. You don't have to work for the devil anymore. Revelation chapter 7, it shows that all those that belong to God, God seals them. He don't just say it, but he seals it. Revelation, I think in Revelation chapter, maybe Revelation chapter 7:3, then down through 14. How do you? Let me look at it here. Revelation chapter 3. Because we got to talk about the seal here, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation chapter 7. All right, I'm going to start at verse 1. Listen to that verse 1 here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any trees. So we can see what God is doing here in these last days here. Amen. No wind going to be blowing on the trees, nor on the earth, nor the sea. And I saw another angel from the east having the, what is that? What seal did he have? Having the seal of what? They have the seal of God. You see, that's what we talk about, the seal. These angels came with the seal of God because whatever belonged to God, what? He's going to seal them. Huh? He's going to seal them. What? When you've been sealed, amen, it's been made what? It's been made to what? To be secure, amen. So he wants to secure some of the people on the earth, amen. He wanted to make sure that they were sealed. And when they were sealed, he wanted to make sure that nothing can take hold of them or nothing can separate them because of what? Of the seal. He wanted to make sure that no harm could come to them because of what? And yet, what seal did he have? He had the seal of the living God, amen. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels of whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Notice what he said now. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, neither the tree. Here we have what? Come on, amen, come on. See, that's what, see, if you've been sealed, the servant of God, when these angels come down, what they told to do, don't hurt those got the seal. Hallelujah. Don't hurt those that got the seal. See, this is why you know you can be secure if you've been sealed, amen. This is because what? The angels can't hurt you because of the seal, amen. Hallelujah. See, that seal is just like the blood. You know, when they came out of Egypt, well, what did he tell them? Everybody that's in the house put the blood over the doorpost, amen. And everywhere where they saw the blood, the death angel was supposed to pass over them because the blood was their seal. Come on, somebody. Come on, you've been sealed by the blood of Jesus, amen. But not only have you been sealed by the blood of Jesus, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Hurt not the earth. What did he say now?
Hurt not the earth.
Hurt. Where are they going to be sealed at? You see, they're going to be sealed in their forehead, amen. Come on. Ain't nobody going to put no seal on me because I've already been sealed. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on. You can't put two stamps there, can you? Amen. If God put his stamp on you, amen, and if God sealed you, amen, you don't have to worry about that other seal, amen. You don't have to worry about being stamped by the other thing, amen, because I've already been sealed. Is that faith in God, amen? See, what does God say? Now, that belonged to me. Don't mess with that because that one belonged to me, amen. Hallelujah. And then it goes on down to talk about all the rest of them that he sealed, amen. Praise God. Talk about the seal, what? And I heard a number of them which were sealed. And there was sealed 144,000, amen. I mean, 12,000, you know. And it goes all the way down, the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Judah, the tribe, all of them were sealed. That means that God said, those are the ones that are mine. Those are the ones that I have purchased with my blood, amen. Hallelujah. Come on. You've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. And that's why we need to walk upright, because what? I don't belong to myself anymore, amen. I belong to God. I belong to God because what? I got the seal on me. So you got to know what the seal is, amen. But let's go to Revelation chapter 9. Praise God. Come on, I'm talking about the seal today, amen. You got to know about the seal. Now it talks about this is the fifth trumpet, amen. This is the fifth trumpet here, amen. And listen to what it says about the fifth trumpet, amen. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened up the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power. as the scorpion of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass. Now this sounds like the demons being delivered, amen. Because what? Out of the whatever coming out of the bottom of the pit can't be nothing but the devil. Yeah? Can't nothing but be but the demonic spirits, amen, is coming out. And now he's loosing them upon the earth. He's letting them out on you, amen. And see, that is why all of those that don't know Jesus and haven't been sealed, they should be afraid of these things, because death's going to be such a torment. You're going to desire to die, but death's going to flee from you. I think it's time for us to get saved. Don't you think it's time to get saved?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time for everybody to wake up? Because I wouldn't want to go through this type of punishment, amen. I wouldn't want to go through this type of torment. But God saved us that we wouldn't have to receive this kind of wrath, amen. And he don't want us to be affected by it. It's not that trouble is not going to come. It's not that you're not going to be in the trouble, but the trouble ain't going to affect you like it affects everybody else because of the seal. I know what it says here. And he commanded them that they should not hurt the grass, nor the earth, nor of any green thing, neither any tree, but those which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Now who's going to be in trouble? It's the one who don't have the seal or the one that's going to be in trouble. Hallelujah. Huh? But if you got the seal on it, you don't have to worry about it, because all these things are going to be those against those that don't have the seal. Not against the ones that seal. He said, what? Don't bother the ones with the seal, amen. But only bother those that don't have the seal. Aren't you glad that you got the seal? If you are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit today, you have the seal of God on you. And therefore, when these things take place, it's not going to bother you because you've been sealed. I'm saying if you don't know Jesus today and you haven't been covered by the blood of Jesus and by the Holy Spirit, you're going to be in great trouble when this takes place. You better pray. You better pray. All of you who are not saved and still doing what you're doing, amen, and still out in the street and still having your parties, amen, and still committing your homosexual acts and still doing all of these things, you better pray that God don't slip up on you while you're still in your mess. You better make sure you got the seal, amen. I want to make sure I got the seal, amen. I wouldn't go. That shows that he bought me, amen. That shows that I belong to him now, because he sealed me. Because, you see, any time that God accepts somebody, he always does something to show his acceptance. Amen. When Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, he came down, and as soon as he was baptized and came out of the water, the Bible said, a dove descended, the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Amen. And John said, I knew who he was because the Spirit has said to me, for whom I see the dove come upon and remain, he be the one. Amen. Come on, amen. I'm trying to say, for whom have received the Spirit of God and it remain upon you, you the one. Amen. You're the one that's been sealed, amen. You're the child of God, amen. So he was letting John know, this is my son, because of what? He spoke from heaven and say, what? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And right there, it sealed the deal. The Holy Spirit sealed the deal, amen. You know, many times we talk about, well, you don't need the Holy Ghost. People tell you that. You don't need that no more. That was the old thing. But what you need to know, what the Holy Spirit does. If you don't know what the Holy Spirit does for you, amen, then you will go without it, and because you don't think you need it, and not really, that is the thing that's going to steal you from the trouble, amen. That is the thing that's going to keep you from going to hell, too, amen. That is the thing that's going to keep you from being burned up, amen. Because what? That's the seal. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. I think. Yeah, Ephesians 1 and 13. Or Ephesians 4 and 30, either one of those. Let's see what the seal is, because a lot of people don't know what the seal is. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you've been sealed? Hallelujah. If you haven't been sealed, you're in trouble, amen. I tell you, them demons going to be tearing you up. those devils going to be working on you. All of those who refuse to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, the enemy going to be working on you because you don't have the seal. Because they know, see, God knows the one that are his, amen. Because we, how God knows what the one that are healed, he seals them. And he said, that mine, that one is mine, that one is mine. And then he said, well, I want to seal them up now. I don't want nobody to mess with them. I don't want nobody to take this. You know how you do, amen. This belongs to me. You put it over here and you go lock it up because, well, you don't want nobody to mess up, amen. See, a seal locks things in. A seal locks things up so that it can't be moved. Hallelujah. 1 and 13 talks about the seal, don't it? Let's see what the seal is. Hallelujah. Let me see. 1 and 13. Hallelujah. He said, in whom also you trusted that after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believe, that what he said, after you believe, after you will believe. This is why we have to believe, amen. After you would believe, know what it said? You was what? Sealed with what? That was the promise. Come on. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit. But I want to know, have you been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise today? Amen. The Holy Ghost is the promise. Amen. That was in the contract, I'm going to call it. That was in the covenant of the new covenant that we have with God. That God said, what? He was going to send his spirit. He was going to send his spirit. What he was going to do? He was going to put his word and his spirit in our hearts. Because, you see, with Israel, it's good a lot of people coming to the knowledge that they are the children of Israel, amen. It's good to know, have knowledge that of the flesh of who you are, amen. In the flesh, we are the children of God, amen. Come on, Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, Israel. We are the children of God in the flesh. But the new covenant, there's a new covenant was made, hallelujah. A new covenant was made that now we can receive the spirit in our heart, a new covenant of the spirit in our heart. And then all those who God put the spirit within our heart, he seals them and make a covenant with them and seals the covenant. See, the covenant was always sealed by a sign. That when Abraham, he made the covenant with Abraham, he told Abraham, take the animal and divide it into two pieces. Amen. And then walk down between it. In other words, God said, it's a covenant between you and I. Walk down between it. Amen. And then after Abraham walked down to it, he waited a while, and fire came down and consumed the sacrifice that was being made. Come on, amen. You see, when Jesus, amen, see, our covenant is with Jesus because what? Jesus was the sacrifice, amen. And the Holy Spirit came back to say, amen, that what? I have accepted the sacrifice, amen. And because I have accepted the sacrifice, amen, we are in covenant with God now, amen. And whenever you get in covenant with God and when God purchases something, amen, he always what? He always has the witness. He always has the seal, amen. And he always shows that it was purchased. That is why when we read the scripture, he talked about we was purchased with his blood. Amen. That's why when we read the scriptures, amen, that we were sealed by the what? Holy Spirit, amen. And when we said we have a witness, at 1 John 5 and 8, it talks about there are three that bear witness. So God has what? He has a witness. He shows the purchase. Amen. And then he has the water. Those are the witness. And so if you've been sealed now, if the water is a witness, what have you bore witness to that? Have you bore witness to the water? Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? That's how you bear witness. What? You believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I was baptized, amen, unto Christ. That's the witness of the water, amen. the witness of the blood, we can see the blood shed that was shedded upon the cross, amen. When they pierced him in the side, it said, out came what? Blood and water, amen. And the blood is for the sacrifice to say that the purchase was made. That means that God purchased you, amen. You belong to God. And then after he made the purchase, the thing had to be sealed. I want to know, has your salvation been sealed yet, amen? See, all the promise of God is yes and amen, but has it been sealed? Let's look at other scripture when we talk about being sealed. Ephesians 4:30, amen. Because we got to work on this seal now, because a lot of people going right along with Christ, amen, but they don't have the seal yet. 4:30, what does that say, sister?
Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Whereby
you are sealed. How long? Until the day of redemption. In other words, until he redeems me, amen. And so what? That holds me in place, amen. I can't be moved, hallelujah, because I've been sealed. The devil can't touch me. You know, according to what scripture, the devil ain't supposed to touch your heart, amen. Because what? If your heart is sealed, he's not supposed to touch your heart. You have no right, because what? You don't belong to him no more. You don't owe him anything anymore. My debt has been paid in full. Hallelujah. Come on. Your debt been paid in full. You've been set free, honey. Hallelujah. You've been set free, amen. Your debt has been paid. You don't owe the devil anything. Because what? You've been sealed to show that I belong to God. Hallelujah. Talk about the seal, amen. Hallelujah. Titus 2:14, sister. Jeremiah had to present evidence that he, what? He bought the property, amen. And then even though they was going down to Babylon at the time they bought it, but when they came back, you know what? When they came back, you know what he was saying? Hey, I'm going to repossess this land, amen. Hallelujah. When they brought them back, everybody who had the seal and had the evidence that they bought that land when they left, when they came back, that land had to be given back to them, amen. Hallelujah. What does that say?
Who gave himself for us.
That he might redeem us from all iniquities or all sin. He redeemed us, or he purchased us, right? Read on.
He did it for himself,
amen. Hallelujah. See, God did this for himself because he wanted us, because what? We were the pearl of a great price, wasn't it? Or we might say we was Israel. Israel was the pearl of a great price. Are we not of Israel? Amen. Are we not the children of God that he paid the price for? To redeem them back? To bring them back? To take ownership again? To possess again? See, that's what it means. God has taken possession of you again. Hallelujah. That he might redeem them what?
From all iniquities and purify unto himself a peculiar people, village of good works.
So he redeemed us, amen. What was that? To redeem means to what? To regain possession of. Amen. To redeem means to buy back. To redeem means to be made free. Don't you be made free by the blood? Huh? Huh? To pay a ransom, amen. Didn't Jesus pay a ransom for us? The devil was holding us as a ransom, you know. And then Jesus came and paid the ransom for us to say that you are free. We're talking about what Jesus did for us, amen. Not what I did for myself, but what Jesus did for us, amen. And then you need to know that, and the reason you need to know that is because you need to know that, amen, I belong to God, amen. He paid a ransom for us, amen. Praise God. And because he paid a ransom to him, we belong to him. And when you think about something that has been redeemed, amen, paid a ransom for, amen, I owe no more, can't nobody charge me for something that's already been paid for. I had somebody the other night was calling me and said, you know, I always get plagued by, I get plagued about my past. You know, my past bothered me. And I said to him, why do you let your past bother you? I said, now, if someone goes downtown, amen, and you owe the debt of $100, and somebody go pay that debt for you, do you still owe the $100? You don't still owe that money, do you? Amen. I sinned, amen. Yeah, I sinned, amen. We all have sinned and what? Come short of the glory of God. Amen. And we owe a price. We owe the price. For sure, we owe the price. But if somebody come and pay that price, why are you still sending me this bill? Why are you going to let Walmart keep charging you for something that somebody else has already paid for? Amen. Huh? Why are you going to keep letting the devil bring up your past, and your past has already been paid for? Everything that you did in your past is what has been forgiven. It's over. It's gone. The price has already been paid, and now God has filled you with the Holy Ghost now, amen, Holy Spirit of promise. Why are you letting that thing continue to bother you? In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, what it says? Old things what? Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Well, why are we going to let our past keep bothering us when it's been paid for? And how do you know it's been paid for? You know it's been paid for you because what? You got the evidence? You got the paper and it's been sealed. Come on. And when it's been sealed, it's not supposed to be broken, right? Amen. You know how it is. And the only thing that get broken, you know, is false promises, you know, that you made. Not that God made, amen. God has to keep his promise, amen. God is so assured that what he swore by himself because there was none greater than him, amen. And because he swore by himself, can't nobody change it, amen. Because he sealed it. See, even when God gave his word, he sealed his word, amen. Hallelujah. So that what? It can't be broken. It can't. Heaven and earth might pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word of God shall pass away until all be fulfilled. If God wrote it down and said it, amen, you can count on it. You can bet on it. But you got to come together and get saved. You got to come to Jesus and give your life to him. If you want to be protected, amen, you got to be protected by the Holy Spirit. It's what's going to protect you. Because, you see, it was just like it was in the wilderness, amen. There was a cloud by day, and there was a fire at night, amen. And they said the cloud kept what? The cloud kept them separated from their enemies. See, the fire and the cloud was kind of like a field, amen. So what? It was there so that the enemy couldn't get to them. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm trying to say, amen, if you know you've been sealed, the devil can't get to you. Hallelujah. This is why the Bible says we have to be able to what? You can resist the devil. What? And what? He'll flee from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That is why you got to stand in faith by God and say, oh, devil, you have no right to be attacking me. Get your hand off of me. I belong to God. Well, how do you know? I've been sealed. He set me apart. Hallelujah. I belong to God. Amen. And so you got to know that. You got to walk in faith for that. But all of you who still waiting around, how do you know how much time you're going to have? And you say, well, I'm going to stop next week. You don't know whether you're going to make it the next week or not. You don't know whether you're going to make it through the night. You don't know whether you're going to make it the rest of the day. It's time for you to get saved. It's time for you to make a commitment to Jesus so that he can save you from all the hell that's getting ready to take place. You need to get a seal on you to make sure. See, when you get sealed, you make sure. That is why he talks about the seal. He's saying that you are the property that was purchased. You're the one that he paid for. Amen. And he took the evidence of the purchase, and he showed it to somebody else so that you could know that what? That land belonged to you. Amen. God can say to you today, the land belong to him. Hallelujah. I belong to God because what? I've been sealed. Amen. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 18, Hallelujah, beloved. Come on, y'all. Amen. See, I know, but I got to have confidence. I need to be, you got to know that you're saved. Amen. Read that, sister.
2 Timothy 2:19.
Yes.
Who concerning the truth has ears saying that the restoration is past already and overthrow the faith of some?
Prophet, amen. 2 Timothy 2:18. Don't that say the Lord shall deliver you? From evil, every evil work. I might have missed this. It's 4:18. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I have to go back and look at it. Listen at this, y'all.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work.
How many works he's going to deliver us from?
Every.
He will deliver you from every evil work. So whatever the devil's doing in evil, what is that? He's going to deliver us from every evil work. Amen. Praise God. And what else?
And will deliver me into his heavenly kingdom.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be glory forever and ever.
Amen. He's going to preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. Now, well, what do you think about when you said being preserved? You know, anybody know about preserved? Amen. I always talk about preserved, amen. Hallelujah. Well, whenever something has been preserved, it's been made to be kept, to keep from spoiling. Come on, say, I've been preserved, amen. Just so the Holy Spirit is going to keep you from spoiling, amen. Hallelujah. When you're facing your trials and your tribulation, when you're facing all the wrath and stuff that's coming upon this earth, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to keep you from spoiling. Mm-hmm. The devil can't spoil you. Well, what else? I had to look up that word preserved, amen. What else? He's going to keep you from destruction. That's what preserved means, amen. Keep you from destruction, amen. It's going to protect, amen. It's going to keep you from decay. He's going to keep you from being damaged. He's going to safeguard you. See, he said, well, the Lord will preserve you, what? Unto his heavenly kingdom, amen? Hallelujah. He's going to deliver you. He's going to preserve you unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever, amen. But the thing about it today, I want to know, have you been sealed? Since we know what the seal is now, the seal is the Holy Spirit of promise. You don't know how long you're going to live. And you need to be seeking the Holy Spirit. You need to be seeking the Spirit right now. This is the time to be doing it. Ain't no more time left. Somebody said, well, the Lord can't come right now. The Lord can come when he wants to. Amen? Just like the day it was of Noah, they kept saying, well, he ain't coming. It ain't never rained before. So it can't be no flood. Because what? There ain't been no rain. I mean, how is that going to take place? Amen. And then all of a sudden, one day, the clouds got, the skies got dark. Amen. And it started thundering. And maybe it started lightning. And it started raining. And all of a sudden, God was doing something that he never did before. And everybody started running to the ark. Oh, let me in, Noah, let me in. But they didn't realize it was God that controlled the door, amen. Huh? The door was locked, and Noah couldn't open the door to let nobody in because God was controlling the door. See, he said, in the last days, it's going to be the same way, amen, that everybody's going to wait till the last minute to get saved. And then you're going to run to the door, and then Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the door that stands between you and the heavenly gate, amen. And only through me shall you enter. And you're going to be knocking at the door, but he's going to say, what? Too late. Don't let it be saved too late for you to get it right, amen. Hallelujah. You can't say you're walking with God, amen. You need to repent of that sin, amen. Don't let nobody tell you it's all right to keep on whoremonging, amen. Come on, somebody. Don't let nobody tell you it's all right, amen, that they keep on adulterating, amen, living in adultery. Don't let nobody tell you that stuff, amen. Don't let nobody tell you you can be the homosexual, amen, and continue to live the life. I'm not trying to say now, amen, that you can't get saved, amen. I'm just trying to say God don't want you to live in that life, amen. He wants you to come on what? Come on out of that mess. Come on out of that mess, amen, and get sealed up so God can save you, amen. You see, when you talk about being born again, that means if that was something I was in the beginning, that means if I'm born again, I'm not that thing no more. I'm not that person anymore. If I'm going to be a new creation, I've got to lay aside all that stuff, amen. I got to lay aside the devil and pick up Christ. And then it's supposed to be assured that he has received me and saved me, then I go look for the seal. That's how you know when you've been sealed. I know those of you on the line talk about, well, it's just going to be a few of the 144,000. But John said, what? I looked and what? There was a number that no man can number. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, those are the children of Israel. He sealed them, but there were also a number that no man number. Are you going to be in that number? Are you going to be part of those that's going to be sealed? Or are you just going to sit back and keep staying your falsehood? Amen. When I say falsehood, you're going to the church that tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. That's falsehood. Amen. Praise God. Just be baptized. No, he said, repent and be baptized in the name. And I know people, well, we just fuss about the name. We just fuss about the name. You fuss about your name. You let me call you out of your name. You let me call you something that ain't your name. And some people, you know, like me, I'll be trying to, I can't get it out sometime, you know. And, you know, I've been doing this young lady right here for 15 years. I ain't got it right. I haven't got a name right yet.
Here.
I haven't got a name right yet, so she just has to forgive me because I just have a problem with it, amen. But if I call her a B or H or you see what? Wouldn't you see a difference in somebody? You know what I'm trying to say? And then when we talk about the name of the Lord, and we say we want to say Yeshua, we want to say Jesus, but some reason the devil don't want us to use his name. I don't understand that when we go to the baptism pool, the place that you're supposed to get married, we won't use his name. We leave his name out. It's like leaving his name out when you get married. Well, I don't keep my own name. Well, you're going by yourself then. Huh? See, even when the marriage gets, you see, even when you get married, there's always a seal. Now, we use a ring to say it's a seal, amen. With this ring, I'll be with you and we seal it. It says that what? Now we are together. Hallelujah. It's always a seal. But if you don't, But once I seal that, now what? Once the wedding has taken place and we've been sealed, now what? Now you belong to me. For this cause shall a man leave his what? Mother and father. Leave your mama at home. Don't bring your mama over to your house. Leave your daddy at home. Bring your daddy over to the house. Now this is me and her. We together now. What have we with her? We've been made one. You see, whenever you get the seal of God, that means that you've been made one with God. You've been joined together, amen. Amen. You've been united together in the Spirit because it's the Spirit that joins us together because what? God is a Spirit, amen. And because God is a Spirit, amen. And then if we're going to be joined together with God, we got to be Spirit joined to the Spirit. We become one. And then what? When we come together, then we seal it. The marriage is sealed, amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say to you today, you need to come out of your sin and get sealed. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on out of your mess and get sealed, amen. Come on out of them places that's telling you don't need to seal on your hand, amen. You know, Well, jump the broom. Well, that's a good way to do it, amen. Jump the broom. Praise God. But now you got to jump in this water now. You got to be baptized in the name of Jesus so that you can be saved. Is there somebody online today you need to seal? God wants to seal the deal. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, God wants to seal the deal. You need to be seeking after the Holy Spirit today. And all of you 144,000 people, you can see the 144,000 had a seal upon you. And God gave the Spirit to what? All who would ask, amen. What he said, for the promise is unto you and to your children, even as many as are far off, amen. So you can be baptized with the Holy Spirit today and get your seal. Is there somebody today? Amen. You need the seal. You need to get saved then, amen. And being saved, amen. It's your time. It's your time. It's your time right now. But thank God for the seal today, amen. I know I've been sealed. You got to know what the seal is so you can be sealed. Hallelujah. And good that we know what it is now. You don't have to be wondering what it is now. You already know. And so thank God that you know what it is. Somebody want to be saved? Somebody need prayer or something today? Amen. I just want to thank all of y'all for listening in today about this seal, amen. I try to show that you belong to God. And I pray, God, that if you have your seal, I want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged in these last days. Be encouraged in these last days. There's a lot of things getting ready to take place right now. So be aware. Be aware. Things are drying up. Food is getting short. Money is changing. Money is getting funny. And you need to have somewhere that you can be secure. On the best security that you can have Jesus as your security, amen. The way to get away from your trouble, they said a man was going to be a hiding place from the storms and for the wind of life. Jesus will be your hiding place. To come, my people, enter into my chambers until indignation be overpassed. So he gave us a place to hide. And then once you've been put in, he seals the place so that the enemy can't get in and take you away. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank you today. Father, I thank you today, Lord, for all the things that you've done for us, Lord. You open our eyes into the truth, Lord, and we know that the truth will set us free, Lord. The truth will set us free from worry. Oh, Lord, we've been worried, Lord, but the truth set us free from worry. And we don't have to worry about the things that are coming against us, Lord, because we say you are our confidence today. And thank you for being my confidence, oh, Lord, and for blessing your people and uplifting your people, Lord, and giving them faith, Lord, to be able to stand in the last days. And we give you praise. And I say to you today, amen. This is carechurchinc@gmail.com. I just thank y'all, amen, for showing up today and taking your time out, a few minutes, amen, of your time. And I appreciate you tuning in. I want to say I love all of you, amen. If you'd like to send anything, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com, or you can send it at PayPal or Cash App, or either you can send it to Zales, carechurchinc@Zales. And I appreciate anything you do, and I thank all of y'all for tuning in and listening in, and I give praise in the name of Jesus. Let us all stand, amen. I know you give your tithes and offerings. We used to have confessions, amen, all the time for our tithes and offering, but now we're not going to do it because everybody's just sending online now, and there's hardly any money being exchanged around here now, but thank God anyway, amen. Praise God. Is there any testimonies, anything you like to say before we go?
God, give honor to God in my life. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for Pastor Payne, General in her absence. He said, Valerie in her absence, all those that fear church and go live today. I thank God for being alive. Nothing else. God don't have to bless you with material things to give God thanks. He woke me up this morning. I thank God that I'm amongst the living children and getting praying phone calls concerning my children in the middle of the night, my son, my granddaughters, my grandson, loved ones, and even those that's online, well, as you alive today. I just thank God for pulling people in my head, those of my back, those of my feet. Thank God for business. Thank God for restoration. I just thank God for a lot of things to be thankful for. Breathing, arms working, legs working, mind working, eyes working, smell working, taste working, hearing working. So I just thank God for good health. That's what I give God praise for every day. And think me higher in knowledge and understanding of the word of God. And more in the truth. Walking with God. There's no greater joy than God said that we see his children walking in truth. So thank God for the seal in my head. They ain't taking no other seal either. I don't even hear that, Facebook. Won't be taking no other seal at all. And no mark in my hand will ever enter. And so I just thank God for this mind that he has put in me, also that mind that was in Christ Jesus. So just pray my strength in the Lord.
Well, amen, amen. Anyone else before we go? Anyone online? Anything before we go?
Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Amen. Thank Brother Prevo. You want y'all on tonight?
No, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
All right, then. Y'all can hit. Ms. Prevost on at 9 o'clock on weekdays, 299-299. You can turn into Minister Ray at 830. The same 774 number, but here's 120-11069 pound, 830. 830 a.m. every morning. And then we're online at 10 o'clock. 319-2020 pound, Monday through Friday. We appreciate you coming in, tuning in to us. So come on, join with us. And don't forget men. Every first Friday, we want to find some men that will come out and tell where God has brought them from or what God brought them through. And we want to know if you've been delivered. Now, if you haven't been delivered, then you can't testify. You can't give a testimony if you haven't been delivered. And so we want to thank all of y'all for joining us every first Friday. Men, every first Friday, 10 o'clock. And I think that was, I don't know, that was Saturday night. Last Saturday night, we had a good discussion on holidays. And it was really good. I learned some things there on about we celebrating holidays. And that they're celebrating Thanksgiving is celebrating the death of your parents, your forefathers.
Yes.
Yeah. You're celebrating their death, the slaughter that was taken on them. I had never seen it that way. And so I thank God for that because I now my eyes open. I say, yeah, you know, that's right. I'm celebrating the death of my ancestors. I thought it was supposed to be a happy day, you know, but you're celebrating the death of when the Indians were slaughtered, and those were the Hebrew people that was being slaughtered. And we are the Hebrew nation, part of the Hebrew nation. So thank God for that. Anything else? All right. If nothing else, we're going to be dismissed then. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has transpired and all that is going on, Lord. We thank you for being in our midst, Lord. We know you're able, Lord, to keep us from falling, present us false before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God be all the glory and the praise as we dismiss from this place, but never from his presence. We give honor and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, I forgot about to talk about on the 19th. Let me see if the thing here. We'll be having a Pastor Stan. We'll be having a what do we call it now? He'll be having the word,
leadership.
Jesus, I forgot the name of it. Huh?
A leadership conference.
Yeah, leadership conference. Amen. And he'll be having it here at this church here on Saturday, I think it's 10 o'clock. And everybody's invited. And as always, every time I've came, it's been good. And we thank y'all for coming. Amen. God bless you.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I'll just say, rely on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. All of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?